Gaers in its going, there's nothing to be too excited about. First of all, we've built no new commercial units in Inniscrone in the last 15 years. So what we're trying to do is keep the commercial units we have open, and we're with great difficulty. The Inniscrone Community Council managing quite a number of them, and they're doing good work to keep them open. But from a business point of view, it isn't viable for any person to set up a business and to open a commercial unit in any part of County Sligo or anywhere at this moment in time, because the cost of doing business is absolutely outrageous. I don't have to go through them. You hear them, you hear all the commentators every day about the minimum wage, the rates, the revenue, water charges, electricity bills, sick pay. And from somebody setting up a business today and trying to make it work, I couldn't see it working. So I'm not surprised that we have one of the highest vacancy rates, commercial vacancy rates in the country. Basically, it's down to a lack of investment by central government and turning a blind eye to the small men once again.
We know that Enniscrone, maybe when compared to other towns and villages across the county of Sligo, seriously relies on tourism to keep it going every summer. We're at the end of this year's tourism season. How did it fare, Councillor Queenan, in comparison to other years?
It'd be interesting to see now what Bord Fáilte's figures and all these other figures in the months ahead. But anecdotal, I don't think. There was much money spent in rural tourism villages than there was in previous years. I have been speaking to people in other tourism villages around the country, and they have the same story, because the costs are crazy. The cost of accommodation and the cost of doing business. And we are, you know, it's you can see what's happening. They're heading for Lanzarote and places like that rather than spending the money in tourism villages in our county, in our country. So it's a challenge, and the cost of doing business overall in this country is far, far too high for the small guy. And until that really seriously exists, we will have the vacancy rates that we have today in the next years to come.